crowd has gone deadly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere, a former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion.
It looks like I'm a wreck. It's in the hole!
On Hungry for Sport, Golf Tip of the Week.
Golf Tip of the Week, 9429 1116. If you've got a problem with your game of golf, give us a call because we can give you a golf lesson on radio. And also go to SEN Facebook and you can see Rowan Dummett. He can actually explain to you on Facebook. Got the camera right on him at the moment and he can explain exactly what he's explaining over radio. 0433 98 1116 if you want to send through an SMS. And of course, Rowan's here, all thanks to Melbourne Golf Academy. And don't forget, always our best caller picks up the TaylorMade Fitting Lab down there. Goes for about an hour and a half, costs $150, but it's free to you. And of course, they look at every aspect of your golf swing and also your clubs as well. He's always brought to you by Hot Shots, of course. And don't forget, leading up to Christmas is a great time for a barbecue. And if you're looking for the best barbecue fuel in the country, then Hot Shots barbecue fuel is your answer. Available at all Bunnings stores and selected Coles supermarkets. G'day, Rowan.
Morning, KB.
Rowan, I noticed on the weekend that they had the Charles Schwab Cup. This is the final for the seniors.
Yep, Champions Tour.
Kevin Sutherland actually took out the event, and in taking out the event, he's also taken out the Charles Schwab Cup, which has caused a lot of controversy because it's his first win in 4 years. This year on the Seniors Tour, Bernard Langer, or Longer if you like to call him, won 7 times. I think they had 3 playoff series. I think he won 2 out of the 3, Bernard did, and he didn't win the Charles Schwab Cup, which was $1 million bonus. So they're over there sort of looking at their rules and going through it and suggesting we've got something wrong here.
They've certainly got something wrong here. Seven-time winner, two of the last three.
Yeah, even Bernard came out and said, look, it is what it is. It's a lovely saying, it is what it is. But I think something's got to be changed.
I think so too. I don't think Bernard would be too worried about the money.
No, because
he has plenty. What a player he is. Yeah. He is still playing unbelievably good golf.
He's 60.
Yep, 60. He'd be competitive on the main tour still.
Well, I noticed over the last couple of years, so let's say it might have been this year or even last year when he was in say, 59. I can remember particularly early in the Masters, which he's won the Masters.
Yep, a couple of times.
He's been up there. He's been up there, you know, like, you know, he's been in the top 10, you know, one or two off the lead.
He's an incredible player. He's
a bit like Freddie Couples at the Masters, you know. He always
plays well there, doesn't
early,
he?
Early Couples. In the tournaments, you know, you look at it and you think, you know, Bernard Langer's only two off the pace.
Off the lead, yeah. His golf swing hasn't changed in all the time he's played that I can see. It's very, very similar to what it was
Marco
in
says
his younger
cheat,
years.
He,
well, yeah, but he...
Marco says.
I mean... There's that conjecture, isn't there, about whether he's anchoring the putter. I don't have any doubt that he's not anchoring the putter, but whether or not the rules allow it to... Well, the rules do allow it to brush, but you're not allowed to anchor it. So for those people looking right now, you can, if you anchor the base of the grip on your chest, that is currently illegal. But if you hold it slightly away, just a little bit, that is legal. But then if it brushes your shirt, is that...
Illegal.
Well, it's still not... It's still not anchoring, so I don't have a problem with what he does. He's within the rules. But he's been a super player a long time. He did one thing really unbelievable that I've never seen a great player do ever in the history of the game, and that is he was leading a tournament in Australia. Now, it might have been the Greg Norman International. I think it was at Royal Sydney. He's playing the last hole. He's about 3 in front. He has a nightmare. He hits it in the bunker, and he might have left it in the bunker or something. Comes out on the green and picks his ball up without marking it. Now, picking a golf ball up on a putting green without marking it is like walking out onto the golf course without any pants on. Yeah. I mean, you just wouldn't do it.
You can't do it.
You can't do it. So I don't know what happened, but he had a brain fade there. And from memory, I think he got beaten a shot or he's in a playoff or something. But he was going to win easily. It was an amazing thing.
I can remember that. I can remember that. He I think he might have got beaten by a shot.
He may have. He may have taken. I think the par 3 is the last hole's a par 3. So... I'm pretty sure that's Royal Sydney. Anyway, listeners will know, but just an amazing golfer for such a long time. Very, very cool and calm. Really, he's got that German sort of attitude where he doesn't you don't see the highs and lows. I'm sure he has them internally, but he doesn't. You never see him get angry, and you never see him get too excited either. So just a credit to the game and a credit to himself, obviously.
9429 1116, what's your problem with your game of golf? 9429 1116 and 0433 98 1116. If you want to send through a message, we can give you a golf lesson on radio. Coming off the message bank, Rowan says, I go down to my local course down the road from my place, hit 100 balls on a par 3. If one of those goes in, can I claim a hole in one, even though I've already had 40 shots beforehand? I think I can claim it, but my friends think otherwise. Can you please resolve this for us? So he's gone to the practice range. He's got 100 balls. He's on the par 3. And on the 67th ball he's hit, it's gone in the hole. He wants to know, can he claim that as a hole in one?
Well, I say no. I think a real hole in one is in a round of golf, not so much a practice round. But you can, if you're having a practice round and you happen to have a hole in one. A lot of people have done it. I've had many.
He's on the practice range. I don't think
But I think he's saying he's on the course.
Local course. Oh, local course.
And he's just hitting 100 ball. I mean, a greenkeeper would be happy with that, wouldn't he? They see him take 100 divots off the tee.
At the par 3.
Yeah. But, look, I'd say no. A real hole-in-ones.
I thought it had to be in competition.
Well, it depends. You can have your own definition of hole-in-one, can't you?
Yeah. And Ox claimed a hole-in-one. We didn't even see him hit the ball off the tee.
Yeah, that was a roar.
Saw him run down with the camera and just show it in the hole.
Yeah.
And then plucked it out of the hole.
I think he even admitted to
a couple of his drinking mates who backed him up.
He admitted to us that it wasn't a hole-in-one. It was all just a joke. No, he didn't really. He didn't really. I'm sure it was a hole-in-one. But we didn't actually see the ball go in, did we?
I don't know whether there were witnesses. We never saw him strike the ball. No. It was just one of those ones where he jumped in the air and then they ran down and they're... Sure enough, there's the ball in the bottom of the cup.
He is a good player, though, Ox. So I would fully believe that he did have that hole-in-one.
Now, Rowan, you've explained to us before, because I get messages off the message bank suggesting how do you line up properly to hit a shot? Because what you've told us before is that 99% of us hacks, we all line up aiming right.
Most people do. Most people, when they set up to hit a golf ball, they aim their feet out to the right of the target.
Why do we aim out to the right?
And
why
the shoulders to the left of the target. And this is really common. Well, there's an illusion because where the ball is and where your eyes are and where the target is not a straight line. There's a sort of an L shape. So it's very difficult to see straight. If you go to hit a golf shot and then when you're ready to go, put a club on the ground pointing along the toe line. And then, from there, walk back and have a good look at it, and get well back and have a good look, and most people will be aiming to the right. And then when you actually stand in the correct position, for most people, that feels to the left. So for the majority of people, you probably need to feel like your feet are aiming a little left and feel like your shoulders are aiming a little bit right. So slightly open stance, slightly closed shoulders will at least feel that way, the reality being that, for the most part, you will be pretty well square. A good way to do it is to, when you're practicing, put a club on the ground, point it at the target, make sure it's pointing at the target by walking back behind that club and having a real good look down the target line, making sure that it is pointing straight. Then when you set up over the shot, if you've got a little mirror, just a tiny little piece of mirror, can be Perspex or whatever, a putting mirror, specifically made for putting works well, but if not, just something from the $2 shop, pop it on the ground between your feet on the ground and look down, and you'll then see your shoulder line in the mirror. And you'll find that most people will have the shoulders open, pointing to the left of target for a right-handed golfer, instead of being square. So when you do get into that square position, it'll often feel like the feet are way left, the shoulders are closed. But the reality is that for most people, that will be straight.
So therefore, Rowan, that's why we struggle to hit the ball consistently, because we've got an open stance with our feet. We've got a closed stance with our feet and an open stance with our shoulders.
Correct. And then as a compensation, then most people aiming to the right with their feet then start to try and pull the ball back online to get it to go back to the target. So when your feet are pointing to the right and your shoulders are open, you then look up and it looks straight to you. But the reality is that really the lower body is pointing to the right. When that happens, that builds compensations in the swing to try and get the ball to go back to the target.
We'll take a break. 9429 1116 is our famous talkback number. Rowan Dumman has joined us from the Melbourne Golf Academy. Some of the SMSs coming through, Rowan, are saying, well, obviously I'm hitting my irons pure, but have a massive slice on my driver. Any advice? Now, you've told us about this many times, that the drivers, the face of the driver is a lot different than the face of maybe your 8-iron or your 7-iron.
Yeah, very much so, KB.
The driver tells you the true plane of your swing.
So many people come in for a lesson and they say, look, I hit my irons really well. They go straight. but my driver slices. So I ask them to hit a few iron shots for me. And they're hitting these shots with an iron, with an 8-iron, that are actually moving in the air. They're fading, and they think that's pretty straight. Well, if they make the same swing of their drive, they're going to hit a snap cut to way to the right, because the loft on the, say, an 8-iron really disguises a lot of things. It prevents the side spin from happening because of the, you know, the amount of backspin. So I just think the majority of people are a little bit unaware as to how much they do move their iron shots in the air. If your ball's moving at all with a shortish iron, then you're making a big slice spin. It's very, very difficult to curve a ball in the air. But so many people do, they don't realise it, and then they get to their driver and think, oh, what's happening? So,
they're all coming over the top.
Absolutely. You know, most people...
So can that be just on the topic we're talking about, if the shoulders were closed a little bit rather than...
Yep.
You know, open,
absolutely.
As you say, with your feet and your shoulders, got your feet aiming right, you've got your shoulders aiming left. This is what causes all the problems.
Most slicers do this. They come from out to in. So their body starts the downswing with a turn, and the club comes outside the plane and cuts across. What really should happen in the downswing, instead of that turn happening, there should be a little bit of a bump of hips toward the target. And what that does is it allows the club to start falling down onto the right swing plane. As soon as the downswing starts with a rotation, then the club comes from out to in. And as a consequence, most people then leave the club face open and hit that slice. So coming down from the inside is critical. And to do that in the backswing, you've got to make sure your hips rotate. No good with any lateral hip slide at all. If you've got a millimetre of lateral hip slide away from the target in the backswing, the reality is that you're going to come down from out to in and hit a cut or a slice.
And be in trouble.
Yep.
Others are telling us they bought a video of Jack Nicklaus' lessons, which was made back in the 80s from a garage sale years ago. You had a tip of just lining your feet up with a spot or mark on the ground a metre in front of your stance, and it helped my game.
Well, I think that the spot in front is great, but most people get it wrong. So in other words, you're standing up over, behind the ball looking at the shot. You see a golf ball. You look at the line that you want to hit the ball on, and you pick a spot on the ground a metre in front or a couple of metres in front, and then try and aim the club over that and then have the feet parallel to it. Well, it sounds good in theory. Some people do it very well, but 90% of people get it wrong.
It's very difficult.
Very difficult, yep. Nicklaus was great at it.
Put your golf club down along the line of your feet for starters, and that'll tell you whether or not you're aiming too far to the right.
Then practice that way, and practice enough so your mind knows where straight is. You don't have to think about it then.
Always great to catch up. Rowan Dummett, of course, down at the Melbourne Golf Academy. So if you want to have a lesson with the best in town, go down there and give them a call. Rowan Dummett down at the Melbourne Golf Academy. The tailor-made fitting lab is down there.